We'll start again, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, 7 lines before it gets wide, Gufa. Zogdimo Gufa Rav Huna. Tomit Chilose Deuche Soif and Deuche. The Tchil of the Tomit is Deuche, the Soif is not Deuche. Rav Huna says a statement that's going to be Machlokes now, Rav Chisda and Rabbah, how to tighten up the statement. But it's Tchilose is Deuche and Soif is not Deuche. Meaning, Tchila of the Tomit is Deuche something, but the Soif is not Deuche. Soif is usually the Aktora, Tchila is the Shechita. So Zog Gemara Mayin a Deuche. Rav Chisda omer Deuche is a Shabbos, meaning, it's Deuche Shabbos, vein a Deuche is a Tuma, meaning it's not Deuche Tuma. That means, it's not Deuche, the Tuma, meaning Soif is not Deuche the Tuma. The Soif is not Deuche the Tuma, meaning the Hector is not Deuche the Tuma. But the Zvikas Domoi, which is the Tchila, is Deuche the Tuma. But then we see clearly that it's Deuche Shabbos, but not Deuche Tuma. That means Tuma is not Nitches by the Soif. The Tchila, Tuma is Deuche. When it comes to Shabbos, according to Rav Chisda, it is Deuche. There's no question about Shabbos. Shabbos, it's Deuche. But however, Rabbi says, that's Tosfos Geirus says Rabbi, or Rabbi says, Deuche sa Tuma ven Deuche sa Shabbos. What it means is that it's Deuche the Tuma. When it comes to Tuma, it's Deuche. But it's not Deuche Shabbos. That means it's not Deuche Evorim from yesterday are not going to be Deuche Shabbos. Shabbos is not going to be Nitches for Evorim Choyl. Of course, Shabbos is Nitches for the Evorim of that day. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos. But Moyadoi. But the Evorim of yesterday is not going to be Deuche.
What's the soul for Tchila? What is...
So, but according to Rabbi, it means that Deuche Satuma, it means it's Deuche Tuma, and it's not Deuche Shabbos if it's a Soif. Soif means if it's left over from yesterday. Soif means the Haktorah of yesterday's Avorim are not going to be Deuche Shabbos. So, when the Gemara before said, on the top of the Omid, that Rabbi Loza Meshum Bar Kapora said in the name of Remeya, that this din of having a special marocha even for Avorim and Pedorim is Afilo B'Shabbos. And when Rabbi said also that after all, Remeya said that this is done every day, B'chol Yoim Hoyosham. Hoyosham Arba, Uba Yom Kippur Chomesh, that means it's Deuche Shabbos. Kol means every day. And Yom Kippur Shabbos, Yom Kippur is also a Shabbos. It's like a Shabbos. So the Chiddush was, we said that even a Yom Kippur on a Sunday, but maybe not in a Kippur on a weekday. Okay. But the point is, Rava says, B'chol Yom Tadan. That's some dinners, Kol means including Shabbos. So we Gemara started off and started the Sugi, said, Pligid Rav Huna. This is not like Rav Huna. This says, Tchilos Deuche Soif is not Deuche, which would imply that it's not Deuche Soif, meaning the Hector of yesterday's Avorim, meaning it's not Deuche Shabbos. Well, that's like Rabbi says. Because Rabbi says, Deuche Zum and Deuche Zum Shabbos. So it's Pligid the Rav Huna, Alibid the Rabbi. But Rav Huna, Alibid the Rav Chisda, it's a Pligi. That's what the Teishon Behedi speaks out, and other showing him. Clearly, the Tosfos by me, the first word line. Upligid Rav Huna, Alibe de Rava, Alibe de Rava, the Mefarish Deuche Satuma of Layas Shabbos, Komar, the Pliga, Avel Rav Chisda, the Mefarish Deuche Shabbos, like Pliga. Rav Chisda clearly says it's Deuche Shabbos. He says it's Deuche Shabbos, Vene Deuche Satuma. That's how Rav Chisda learned. Deuche Shabbos, Vene Deuche Satuma. So that's not Pliga ad Rav Huna, the way Rav Chisda learns Rav Huna. But the way Rava, the way Rabbi learns Rav Huna, it's Ein a Deuche Shabbos, not like not like Rava, but he clearly says not Deuche Shabbos. That means yesterday's Avorim are not going to be Niktar on Shabbos. And that's the Shana the Soifoi. So it's a Machloikas now. What does it mean, Soifoi ain't a Deuche? Does Soifoi ain't a Deuche mean that it's not Deuche, the Soifoi, the Tumah, meaning the Haktorah are not going to be able to be done on an animal that became Tomei, on the carbon that became Tomei? Or does it mean it's not Deuche yesterday's on today, meaning on Shabbos? Is it a Chisaron in the Shabbos? Shabbos not Deuche things from yesterday? Or is it a Chisaron in the Haktorah that you don't do something that became Tomei, only the Zvika, but not the Haktorah on something that became Tomei? So Zog the Gemara, on both of these Shitas, it's schwer. Why? Omele Abaya, L'Rabbe or L'Rove, L'di Doch Kasha, according to you, you that says that it's Deuche Tumah and not Deuche Shabbos. Ule Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda that says Deuche Shabbos and Deuche Satumah. For both of you it's schwer. Why? Le didoch kasha ule Rav Chisda kasha. Le didoch kasha ma'ishno tumah dechisib b'mayadoi. It says in the Pasuk b'mayadoi. B'mayada, we learn v'afilu b'tumah. V'afilu b'tumah. Shabbos nami b'mayada iksiv. It says b'mayada v'kom in tomid v'afilu b'shabbos. So both of you, it's shver that you're being mamayat Shabbos and you're being mamayat tumah. Zog the Gemara. So again, ledidoch kasha of chizik kasha. Ledidoch kasha ma'ishna tumah iksiv b'mayadoi. V'afilu b'tumah Shabbos nami b'mayada v'afilu b'shabbos. So again, according to Rabba that says, Deicha Tumah Mene Deicha Zeh Shabbos, it's shver. Why is it shver? Zog the Gemara, Maishna Tumah Nechzib Moyad V'afilu B'Tumah, so Shabbos Nam B'Miyad V'afilu B'Shabbos, so you that says not Deicha Shabbos, it's shver. And Ula Rav Chizeh Kasha, that Rav Chizeh that says, that Deicha Shabbos V'Nadach Not Deicha Tumah, Maishna Shabbos Nechzib Moyad V'afilu B'Shabbos, Tumah Nam B'Miyad V'afilu B'Tumah, so Melo it's shver in Rav Chizeh, it says clearly B'Miyad V'afilu B'Tumah. Omalei. So, Rabbi answered, "Loli didi kasha." Not according to me, I Rabbi that hold that is deicha tuma and not deicha Shabbos. But loli of chizdi kasha and of chizdi that says deicha Shabbos and not deicha tuma. Why? Lidi di loy kasha. I'll tell you why. According to me, it's not shver, even though I say it's not deicha Shabbos and b'mayadi says that it should be. Zogma lidi di loy kasha. You know why? Soifoi ketchilosoi. The soifoi is going to be like the tchila. The meaning. Soifoi ketchilosoi. Zog the Gemara daf mem vava mitbeis. Tuma detchilosoi ba mitcha tuma hu soifoi na medochi. The reason why I said that tuma it's doich and Shabbos not, you ask me b'mayadoi, I'll tell you why tuma is different. Why? Tuma detchilosoi ba mitcha tuma hu. Meaning, just like by tuma, if there is no koyin that's available, only a koyin tome, so then what do? You do it even with the koyin tomei. Zog Rashi, matchi losa ba mitcha tumu. Im ain koyin tor, lizog domei. If there's no koyin, right? Rashi says zrika is because shkita is made by a desire. But by a koyin, you're stuck, you have to do the koyin. So the zrika has to be done through a koyin. So tumet chilosa ba mitcha tumu. So it's done by a koyin that's tomei, the zrika. So who had in the sefer is namidochi. So to the aktorah is also doicha. If it became Tomei, it doesn't make a difference. Just like the Tchila is done through a Koyen Tomei, so to the Haktor is done by a Koyen Tomei. Tuma, I don't differentiate Tchilos and Soifoi. However, Shabbos, there's a fundamental difference. The Tchilos la ba mitche Shabbosu. The Tchilos means yesterday's Karbonos you want to bring on today be Soifoi. Well, Tchilosoi is not Deicha Shabbos. Yesterday's Karbonos are meant to be brought yesterday. That's why it's called Friday's Karbonos. Tchilosa means the when it's supposed to be done, the Maisa Shchita. Shchita lafuki aktora. The Tchila of the Karban Shabbos is when? Before Shabbos. The aktora of the Karban Shabbos is the following day. At night. So Mamela, Tchilosa is Labba Mitcha Shabbos. Tchilosa is not Deicha Shabbos. Because after all, it's meant to be on Friday. So, Soifoi, Nami Loi Dochi. So why should the Soifoi, the aktora, be Deicha Shabbos? The Soifoi is on Shabbos. There's no right from the Tchila to the Soifoi. Tchila is behind you, not Deicha Shabbos. So that's why Soifoi should not be Deicha Shabbos. Zog Rashi, Shabbos, the Tchilos, the Tomei Deir of Shabbos, La Bar Mitcha Shabbos. Sharebein Abayim Nishchat. It's always Shechted before Shabbos. V'dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama. Fakert, it's possible to be Shechted the day after. Shkiyas Achama, it's possible. It's the dam of yesterday. So by the Shechita, it's behind you, not Deicha Shabbos. So Tchilos is not. So who had in surface that made loy dochi? So that's why the haktorah of Friday's korbanos are not deicha Shabbos because the tchila is not deicha Shabbos. But when it comes to tumah, tchila is deicha. Who had the zrika? Who had in the haktorah is deicha? So mele, that's good for why I differentiate between mitcha Shabbos, mitcha tumah. I mean, and Shabbos not, even though it says boyadoi, boyadoi by one and by the other. But here I learned tchila is surface like tchila, and here surface is like tchila to tell me that it's not deicha. Ula avchizder it says. That it's Deicha Shabbos and not Deicha Tumah. If you learn that it's Deicha Shabbos, why is it not Deicha Tumah? So he says also like Kasha. Why? Because by Tumah, we're saying that it's Soifo is not Deicha. That means the Haktora is not Deicha the Tumah. Zog the Mogher, Soifo ki Tchilosoi Lesle. He doesn't have the Svar of Soifo is like Tchila. So just because Tchila's Tumah is Deicha, Soifo is not. Shabbos, Mashenka by Shabbos, why is it Deicha? The Hutru Hu B'Tzibur. Shabbos is Hutru B'Tzibur. Shabbos is Hutru B'Tzibur. So Soifo Nami Dochi. When it comes to Tumah, you don't say the Svara of Sofer is like Tchilosoy. Tchilosoy is Doicha, Sofer is not. He argues on that Svara. Why is Shabbos going to be Mutter? Meaning yesterday's Avarim are Nikrav, are hooked on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Hutra B'tzibur. So Sofer, Namidochi. Once it's Hutra, so Mela it's Huad in the Sofer is Mutter. Because it's Hutra. That means yesterday's Kabonos. Mashenge Tuma is the Tchuyah B'tzibur. Tumah is only betruya, meaning because yetiru, and whenever you can find a Torah, you search for a Torah. So mele tchilosoi the ikke kapora dochi. The reason why it's when something is truya, so tchilos is the ikke kapora, meaning the shchita, the dam is the ikke kapora, the zrika, that's all tchilosoi. So mele ikke kapora is dochi. Mashenken soifoi, which is the haktora, is not the ikke kapora. Kapora is the dam. So the lavi kapora loy dochi. The Hainu, the reason why Tuma, I say that it's only Tchilos and not Soifoy, because the whole Tuma is Tchuyi B'tzibur, because Shiitiru. So something that's Ika Kapora, Zra, Dam, Shchita and Zrika, so Mele Ataka we Matir. Masha Enke in Haktora, which is not Ika Kapora, so Mele, it's not a Kapora, so Mele, it's not Dochi, because it's Tchuyi. Masha Enke in Shabbos, which is Hutra B'tzibur, so if it's Mutter, Suha Dina was Mutter yesterday, it's Mutter today, it's Mutter the Haktora of today. Shabbos B'etzim is Mutter. The Beis Halevi, in Chelik Aleph, he explains the Lomdus, he says as follows. He says, Hutra means that when something is a direct contradiction, a stira, for instance, a korban to be shechted on Shabbos is a direct stira to Shabbos. Shabbos is an issa and tils a shomer. Korban has to be shechted on Shabbos. So it's Hutra. A korban to be shechted on Shabbos is Hutra. So that's what we're saying, Lamosha, that's the get of Hutra, something that's a direct contradiction. Masha Enkein, if you be Mekayim it without going against it, if you can Mekayim it a different way, so then we say it's only called Tchuyah. So when it comes to a Korb, when it comes to Shabbos, we said it's Hutra, because it's Shabbos is Hutra. So who are then the Soifoy? Masha Enkein, because the word is, when something is Nitra, so it's not, the Is is not Nitra, It's nitcha, but it's not huta legamri. So mele by a korban, since you can utilize tahorim, so mele you don't use tameyim. It's only hutcha. So mele we taka don't use we use tahorim when we can. It's only dochi, and that's why it says at the end of here that Shabbos is dochi. Shabbos we're saying that it's soifa is also dochi. Because over there it's taka dochi, because it's not muchach, because be'etzim you can wait for the Torah for afterwards. So that's what we say, Shabbos is dochi, the loshon dochi, is because something that's not muchach is always called dochi. Something that's muchach to be nista, it's called hutar. So in Mela, that's why Shabbos is taka dochi, the loshon of dochi on the Torah, because the Torah can be'etzim wait. But upon him, this is the fundamental difference that we're saying, that it's not a stira, according to Rav Chisda, because Etzim svar of soif kitulosi argues on, but something that's hutar, so soifo is nami hutar, and that's why Shabbos daktor is mutar. Mashenge tum is only tchuya, so melo the ikka kapora is tchuya, which is the zrika and the shchita. Mashenge daktor is not. Zog the gemara, itmar new sugya, the last sugya in the perek, hamechabe eish machto umenoira. If you have a gacheles, a coal, and you mechabe, you extinguish it. Now this coal was taken off the Mizbeach, used, meant to be used for the Keteris that goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's how the Ritva learns. And that's the Mashmois and the Sugi that's going for the Keteris Lefnai V'Lefnim. Lemachto, for the Keteris. Or Lemenoira, you take Gachelas to light the Menoira, the Shaleves. You use the fire to light the Menoira, the Nehmagovi. So now you took it off the Mizbeach and you extinguish that Gachelas. Hamechabe Eish, which Eish? Of the Machto Umenoira. Abaye or mechayev, you're chayev for the love of loy sichbe. Eish tome tukat loy sichbe. Love of loy sichbe. Rova my potter, your potter. So what's the machloikis? Zog the more the when. Depends when. The kav ye beroish on mizbeach. If you extinguish it on the top of the mizbeach, when it's on the mizbeach, du kulam loy pligi the chayev. Why should you not be chayev? That's the love of eish tome tukat loy sichbe. Ki pligi the machloikis abaye in rova is the achte ha'aro. You took the gacheles off the mizbeach. You took it off the mizbeach on the ground now. You took it off the ground because you want to use this fire, this gacheles, for lighting the keteris lefnai v'lefnim. Or for light the menorah. So now you extinguish that coal. Ki pligi de achte ha'ara v'kabye. Abayo Machayev, why? Eish HaMizbeachu. It says in the Pasuk, the lav of Lois Sukkot is on the Eish HaMizbeach. Well, this is the Eish HaMizbeach. Rav Omar came in the Natke Natke. Once you moved it off the Mizbeach, it's not called Eish HaMizbeach Tomid Lois Sukkot. It's not Lois Sukkot. It's not called Eish HaMizbeach. It's off the Mizbeach. And that's the machloikas. When it's on the Mizbeach, everyone agrees you're chayven loisichbe. When it's on the ground, that's the machloikas abayin. Rav, does it retain the name of Mizbeach or not? So the Ritva that says that we're talking about the machta that's meant for the lefnai v'lefnim, so the Achronim ask, why Rabbi Ashvin Oros, why does Rabbi Tvo say dafka the machta lefnai v'lefnim? What's wrong with the machta for the Torah that goes on the Heichel in Pnim? Why lefnai v'lefnim? So he says, according to this very geshmak, the way the Gemara says, because this din that we're saying came in the natka natka is only because you remove the shem izbeach from it once it's on the ground. Because where is it going to end up going? Lefnai v'lefnim, or the menorah. Menorah is not mizbeach. Lefnai v'lefnim is not mizbeach. But Masha'enke, the terrace that goes every day, is going on the Eichel, on the mizbeach apnimi. So it doesn't lose the shem mizbeach. Because it's going to go end up on the mizbeach. This whole svar of Kevin, the natke is meduktuk zokte biyashav in the August in the Ritva that says we're talking about the lefnai v'lefnim dika machta of the terrace. Because then it's taka hutak, it's nutak from the mizbeach. Because they're going to end up in the private lefnim or in the menorah. But she'enkin, the Torah that goes in the Eichel every day, which is on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's not a hantoka. It's not menatek the Shem Mizbeach. It's from the Mizbeach. It's going to the Mizbeach. So it still retains the Shem Mizbeach. So it will be allowed the kuliyam of loisich be'al Mizbeach. Because it's still the Shem Mizbeach. Very geshmak of heard why it's meduktuk in the Rishonim, why it's dafka the private lefnim dika haktoro. So akoponim, that's machloikas abayin rova. It's only achta agel. Now there's another question that the Michas Chinuch asks, that we know by Shabbos, there's a halacha, when you have oil lighting a fire, if you remove some of the oil, it's called kibui. Why? Because I made it now light less. So fact the Michas Chinuch, when you take the gachelas off the Mizbeach, it's not amongst the other fires anymore. It's going to light less. It's going to eventually extinguish. So you're ready, oivan leisichbe. Why are you oivan leisichbe? When you extinguish it, you should be oivan leisichbe as soon as you remove it off the Mizbeach. Because you're minimizing the how long it would have retained the fire. Like the Marim Beya, Chavez. Clearly, removing the fire is removing the length of how long the duration is called the Maitse Kibui. So the Achronim want to say, the Mikdash David and others, that there's a lundish difference between a Shabbos Dika Kibui and the Kibui of the Mizbeach. By Shabbos, the word is that any Maitse Kibui that limits the duration of the light of the fire is a ma'isa kibui. So if you remove oil from a lit candle, that's kibui. You are limiting the duration of the lighting, that's kibui. Gam kibui, whatever we call it, but it's ma'isa kibui. By gacheles, the issa is, eisha mizbeach loy sichbe. If you have to extinguish the shame, eisha mizbeach, calls man. It's not extinguished, it's not called loy sichbe. Because it's a shame, eisha mizbeach. That you still have until it's a coal that's not lit anymore. So mele, it's a different word in the Maisa Kibui. Zog de Gemara. El hodo Rav Nachman. Om Rav Baravua. Hamoyr gachelis me'al gabi ha-mizbeach ve-kibo. We have a braisa that says clearly, if you take a coal off the Mizbeach and you extinguish it, you're chayev. So who's this like a bayah? And the Gemara is not noches to say it's like a baya. Al kaponim, if it's like a baya that says that you're chayev, because it's called an esham mizbeach even when it's off, so that it's only kong to a baya, and not like kong to rava. So the Gemara says not muchach, this brice is only kong to a baya. Why? I feel a temik rava that says that when it's off, you are not chayev. That's over there. Mashenken over here, it's different in this brice. Why? Hosom lo intik le mitzvasa. Hoche intik le mitzvasa. Over there in the Brice, it retains the shame, Eish HaMizbeach, even when it's off, because you didn't wear menatiket for something else. Here, you're menatiket for something else. This mamash devart, like we said in Rabbi Yashiv, you're menatiket to lose the shame Mizbeach. You're doing it for the menorah, or you're doing it for lefnai v'lefnim. Lafuki regular teres, because that retains the shame Mizbeach, because they end up in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Masha'inke, when you take something away from what it's supposed to be, it's meant for the menorah, it's meant for the lefnai v'lefnim, so it loses the shame Mizbeach. Over there, Rava says, it's not called Eish HaMizbeach Loi Sichbeh, because it's not Mizbeach anymore. Masha'inke, this Bryce is talking about stamming took a coal off, it still retains the Shem Mizbeach. It only loses the Shem Mizbeach when you uproot the Shem Mizbeach. How do you uproot it? When you set it aside for another mitzvah, for menorah, or for lefnai v'lefnim, for the haktaras, haktaras. So that's the difference why afilu teimik rova, this can coincide with rova too. Hocha intikla mitzvah. Ika da amri. Another pshat is. The achtei. So Tosav here has a question that we're saying the machlokes is by, oh, let's see the Gemara, the Ikedamri. Ikedamri. The achte are vikabye, if let's say it's on the ground and you extinguish it, du kamala pligi the potter, even Abayu agrees potter, because it's not an eshem isbeach. Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? The kabye berosh isbeach. You extinguish it on the top of the misbeach, that's where the machlokes is. Abayu amachayev, why? Eish ha-mizbeach hu. It's Eish ha-mizbeach. On the top, obviously, it's Eish ha-mizbeach. It's on the mizbeach. Rav Amar Potter. Why you potter? It's Eish ha-mizbeach. No. Since you removed the coal from amongst the other coals, even though it's still on the Eish ha-mizbeach, but you removed it from amongst the other coals, came in the natke, that's considered a shame, nituk already. It loses the shame mizbeach, even on the mizbeach, if you removed it from amongst the other coals. So in Mela, you're not going to be chayev, even by Eish ha-mizbeach. So, in fact, the Gemara, this brisa that we just had is like neither. Ela odom rav nachman rav rabua hamayin gachelz mal gabim mizbeach vekova chayev. That's command. Like Abai, like a Rova. Only Abai says you only chayev on the roish. Rova says you put on the roish if you moved it amongst other coals. So here it says you put it on the floor. You chayev is neither like Abai like Rova. So the Gemara, the difference is hosam lo intik lemitzvosa. Meaning, over there, the reason why you chayev over there it says hamayin gachelz mal gabim mizbeach vekiba chayev. So the reason why Yechayev is because it still retains the Shem Mizbeach. So maybe it still retains the Shem Mizbeach because you were not menatik it for another mitzvah. Hosam le'intik mitzvah, so like we said, you just removed it. You didn't have intent to use it for the menorah or for the k'toris, l'tzayv l'fnim. So the Shem Mizbeach, even on the ground. Mashenken, hoch intik le'mitzvah, so mashenken, it's on the Mizbeach, but you removed it for something else, that's called a nituk. Sometimes you can be menutik from the Shem Mizbeach, even on the Mizbeach, because it's meant for a mitzvah. So that's stuck over there. And that's the Machlokes Abayi and Rova. Over there, Abayi says that it's intik lemitzvah and Rova says not. But when it's on the ground and you didn't have an intent for another mitzvah, so then you chayev according to everyone because you were never menatiket lemitzvah. And that's why Rova would also agree that it's not intik lemitzvah. And that's why you would be chayev. It still retains the shame mizbeach. Before we see the Hadron, Tosis, as a point that Tosis Kasha, in the bottom, Tosis has a Kasha, that we said in the first Lishna, the Machloikas is by Achte Ara, and you extinguish it. Abaye says, Yechayev, Rava says, Yepota. Frekter, Bein Simcha, in the first white line, the Omar Le'el, Nispazer Emenu Kav Gecholim, if you take the Gecholim, you scoop up four and you pour it into three, a shovel of three, so one falls on the floor. What do you do with it? We said, you pick it up and you scoop and you throw it into the Amma of Mayim. So you're being extinguished in if you throw it down the stream. So Fraktosis, Upirish Rashi, that it means Amas Hamayim, so Koshla Baya. So Tosis wants to answer one of three terutzim. One, he wants to answer that it wasn't an Amas Hamayim. It was an Amo. Ainza Amas Hamayim el a Mokam hi. It was a Mokam without Mayim, so it's not a direct extinguisher be a Dayim. Another Teretz Tosis wants to answer, Veli Nira, Deloy Kasha, your intent is to take four and pour it into three. That which is the spazer, your intent is not to recollect. Came the intik. That's intik. That was totally intik that it shouldn't be chelik of it bichlal. So mele, that's why it's different. That's chazal mitzvosoi. So that's why yichayev kum to Abaye. Another Teretz Tosis says that mechabdin la'ama means la'achash kovu. So lo'olam it's an ama with mayim, but la'maisa it's not a fire anymore. It's extinguished. And then in the bottom Tosis says another Teretz about netam meishiv that the lekach mechabdin la'ama the klishores in mekachin al midas v'lemekachin hanach gecholim, meaning. Since these gecholim that spilled over never were niskadish in the kli, so it's like in mekadish al ladas, so it's never niskadish, so mele that's why it's not a problem. Hadan loch tov bekalpi, hadan loch tov bekalpi, hadan loch tov bekalpi.